The Hive on Kaya 959.
Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. It's beasting right here. And it's the Hive, baby. It's a Friday. And you know what we do. Now, this Friday, I am sitting next to royalty of Motswako, member of Bongo Muffin, businessman, presenter, MC, and a DJ, the one and only Stone Siate.
Pula. Hey B, how you doing?
Kisha putle buruaga.
Hey, gire pile. Wait, it's one of these keepers classic amiti.
You know, brother, a lot of people don't know, right, that well, I used to see you, you know, doing your stuff, from the days of Mabato High School at the variety show.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's weird how you got such a concentration of talent coming from one school in one area.
Yeah.
And the amount of longevity that everyone has, it's just so, like, mind-blowing. So, lo nakana nilili junior sarona. Your brother, Masedi, was ahead of us, and your sister was, you know, with us, Dawn.
Yeah.
She was with us in the grade. So, the whole family, even your youngest brother, the whole family.
You know, people that do follow you on social media know that you're a very family-orientated man, and you celebrate your daughters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know that in South Africa, we've got a huge problem of fatherless children, you know, be it girls, be it boys. You know, how important is it for you being a present father?
It's extremely important. You know, one doesn't always succeed at it because trying to balance being a providing father and being a present father, you know, there's always that juggling. But I think you play everything by ear, and you, because you have to have a little bit of self-evaluation here and there, and check what is. And the requirements change, hey? As the kids are growing, their requirements from you, they are changing. So I found myself having to almost adjust my approach with each milestone that the kids reach, you know, how I speak to them, how I discipline them, how I consult, maybe the kanta who groove, you know, how do you control that, you know? So it's a challenge, and I think it's also a growth phase for myself as well. I've had to constantly adjust myself and find new ways of communicating, new ways of expressing myself. And it's challenging.
Now, Bongo Muffin, if you didn't know, they need to learn. It's been around since 1996.
Yes, ma'am.
If I'm correct, right?
Yes, yes.
26 years of making beautiful music. A whole 26. Now, does the group still perform together? Are you guys still releasing music?
Yes, we are actually. We released just before COVID. We released an album called From Bongo With Love. But, you know, we tried that whole doing it and pushing it online, but we're not that type of product, you know. So I think for the real day one fans, they went and dug out some songs like Boma Mawini and Bo Rofo Rofo, you know, beautiful songs that we made in that time. But we just recently now started performing again together. But Taniso has been working on a project. She was in the US for a few months. I think she's quite about it. I don't know when she's going to drop it. You know, usually when one member is not available, then that's when we, you know, get a replacement or get backup singers. Or I get to another band replacer. But you know, we try and do that, because I think the music lives beyond any individual member. So I mean they've been to Japan without me. The time Jasid had issues with immigration about 20 years ago, you know, we had to perform without him. Literally, me and Tandy, so we're doing the whole Bongo Muffin stuff, you know. So, yeah, we just recently did these spring bashes called the All White Party called Carnival City. It was, it had a big attendance. I think maybe probably 10,000 people out there. And it was
wow, man. Wow. Because listen, man, we're not right here on Kaya 959. We are huge Bongo Muffin fans.
Awesome, man. We love performing as well, you know. And right enough, it's the greatest and most immediate gratification that you can get as a performer, you know, recording, you never know how the people are going to receive it. But when you're right there in front and you get the immediate feedback, it's just electric.
It's there's a different nothing, feeling,
eh? It's second to nothing in music.
Ah, Lintre TB.
Rah!
Huh?
Yeah.
Tell us more about it, my brother.
The word Lentswe, or the the saying Lentswe Tshipi is a play on words. First of all, Lentswe la Tshipi, the voice of steel, but also Lentswe Tshipi, which is iron ore.
Mm.
And the significance is that we're doing this beautiful show in Sun City.
Mm.
Over the land of platinum,
mm-hmm.
and you know that rock that brings the different implements that can be fashioned, the versatility of stone, that iron ore, and you know we are bringing this poetry show up to Sun City because how do you call it versatile? I get visions, you know. I see big teeth with a grill. I don't know.
I get you.
Yeah, so I want to put those visions onto a stage, onto a screen, and for people to start understanding the context. And I'm telling a story at the same time. So using Maboko and those verses as like the thread and the monologue. Yeah, this dramatic presentation that I'll be doing. Reinterpreting some of the songs like Remember the Glory and redoing them with a 9-piece choir on stage.
What?
And so it's going to be crazy. The vision was much more crazy, but hey man, funding so I've had to augment the vision of the show while maintaining the quality of the output, in order to maintain the quality of the output. So you know, so yeah, it's going to be beautiful on the 24th of September, and we've got a comedy night to the Venek the night before. So retisa heritage ka mekgwae farologane, even le di joke puo poko puo monate na titso, and then we have a better pop up after that because heritage premium lifestyle le bona ra bereka. Hallelujah.
Where can people get their tickets, my brother?
Tickets are available on web tickets. Just look for Lentswe Tshipi and you'll be able to get them. We're selling tickets for between 350 and 450.
Mm-hmm.
We also have tickets for the comedy for the night before, which is our 470 ahead. You will get dinner, you'll get gin tasting and a complimentary drink, and beautiful comedy. Of course, my man Stop Nonsense, he's headlining, he's hosting us. So I wanted Mashabela, but Mashabela, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
24th of September.
Yes, man.
Sun City. Tickets are available.
Web ticket.
Yeah. Ah, there you have it. The one and only Stone Seattle right here on Kaya 959. Listen, man, guys, we celebrate the greatest in our country. If we don't, then who else is going to do it? This is The Hive with me, Bonolo Beasting. Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
On the street, on the air with Bonolo Beasting.